We'll read chapter 3 now inside. Ubira inyin ki neha seichel shebanefesh ha-maskelas. Tanya explains the mind. Hu ha-maskul kol davar nikra b'shem chachma ko achma. That's called chachma, which means the ability of something. U'kishemotzi kocho el ha-poel, and when this mind grasps something, shemizbonim b'sichlo, comprehends, lahavin davar la'ashuro, to understand something to its depth, u'la'amko, mitoch eze dvar chachma ha-musko b'sichlo, through something which is wise, nikra bina, this is called understanding. Hein heim av ve'im hamolidos avas Hashem v'yirasa upchado. And these are the parents that give birth to love of God and His fear. Ki aseichel shebenefesh hamaskelas, for the mind kishem isboni numamik ma'od, when it understands and it gets very deep into gdulas Hashem, into the greatness of Hashem. How Hashem fills all worlds, the soviv kol almin, and surrounds all worlds, the kula kame kilachashiv, and relative to Him, everything is considered like nothing. Nolda v'nis orura midas yiras haromimus b'mocho uv'machshavto. Then there is born within his mind the sense of woe. What awe in the presence of such greatness. Lira ulehisboshesh migdulasa yizbarach, to be awed, to be embarrassed from the greatness of Hashem. Sheim laso fetachlis, it has no end. Upachar Hashem belibo, this creates a sense of dread. Tanya says a person should really think in great depth about how Hashem fills everything. How every person is filled with Hashem's animating spirit that makes a person talk. And every tree is filled with Hashem that makes it grow. And the whole universe, all the stars are filled with the presence of Hashem. That's mamale kol almin, that Hashem fills all worlds. And at the same time, you should have the thought that Hashem is sovev kol almin. The word sovev means surrounds. Surrounding, that refers to a concept that's so great that we can't fully comprehend, but we know that it's there, so it surrounds us. We feel enveloped by it. It's called in the Kabbalah an or makif, a light which envelops. So a person should be filled with awareness that Hashem fills everything. And Hashem is also beyond everything. And we are surrounded by Hashem. And with that, lira ulehisboshesh migdulaso yizbarach, a person should be awed, should be embarrassed of his greatness. She'im laso fetachlis, there's no end to the greatness of Hashem. Pachar Hashem belibo, the fear of God should be in his heart. V'shuv yislahev libo bi'ahava aza kirish pe'esh. And then his heart should, with that, if a person really has fear of Hashem, his heart will light up like flames of fire, b'chasheka, with a longing, b'chafetza, and a desire, uchuka, and an urge, b'nefesh okeka, and a soul which is thirsty, l'gdulas ein sof baruch hu, for the greatness of God. This is the feeling of the soul just wanting to jump out, to be only with God. But Tanya has a very interesting order. Tanya says that first, a person has awe of God. And then from awe, one arrives at love. Rav Wolfson explained that this is the order of the blessings before Kriyat Shema. First, we have a blessing, the blessing of Yotzer Or, which talks of the grandeur of the creation. Yotzer Or uvorei choshech. God creates light and makes darkness. The stars are all part of the creation of God. The angels, everything. This is the concept that Hashem is so great, so much bigger than any of us. Hashem is so great, and in the presence of the greatness of Hashem, we are awed. We are overwhelmed. Who are we to do anything? Who are we to go against him? You know, it's like somebody standing in front of a great tzaddik. So in the presence of a great tzaddik, we're embarrassed to start laughing, talking about nonsense. We're in the presence of greatness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest being, the Almighty, the great, great being. Here we are standing in front of Hashem in awesome, awesomely overwhelming situation. We're, you know, overwhelmed by the presence of Hashem, and that should lead us to be inhibited from doing sins. In other words, it's not so much fear of punishment. It's fear of punishment, the Mekubalim say, is really fear of the Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer Hara is the angel who performs the punishment. So that's not really fear of Hashem. Fear of Hashem on a higher level is that in the presence of Hashem, who's so great, how could I do something so terrible? So that sense of being overwhelmed by the presence of Hashem inhibits me and creates a sense of awe, a sense of respect, a sense of holding oneself back. Says the Tanya, then from there comes a love. After Yotzer Or, after we talk of all the grandeur of the cosmos, the second blessing before Kriyat Shema is Ava Rabba of Tanya. You loved us with a great love. Because Rav Wolfson explains, love of Hashem is not something that's inside of the person, or that's really attainable by the person. One of the issues that the Tanya was very, very sensitive to was the issue of real, genuine religiosity. Is a person really feeling Hashem, or is a person fooling himself? He's excited, he thinks he's feeling Hashem. So the Tanya says, love of Hashem, this feeling of kolos hanefesh, I want to give up my life for Hashem. I don't want anything other than Hashem. I want to give everything up for Hashem. This feeling of klos hanefesh is a gift from Hashem. So first, what a person should do, what a person should work on, is to attain yiras Hashem. That's what we learned last week. Yiras Hashem is from the song, to the east you, to the north you, to the west you, up you, down you, 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 Hashem, you're everywhere, you're everywhere, you're everywhere. So how dare I go against you? How dare I violate your will? And then when a person really feels that I'm in the presence of Hashem, how could I go against Hashem? When a person has that feeling, then Hashem gives the person as a gift love. Hashem opens a person up to feeling the love that Hashem feels for the person. And then the person wakes up with love back to Hashem. But the yiras Hashem, the fear of Hashem, is what a person can attain. The Avas Hashem, that's already a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Tzama nafshi ve'lokim, my soul is thirsty for God. Uksiv, Tzama locha nafshi, v'atzimon, the thirst, whom yisod ha'ish, shebenefes her alokish. That's from the fire element within the godly soul, as the scientists have taught, and it's also in the Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim is a book of the lessons of Rav Chaim Vital, which is based on the ideas of the Ari, and it's what reveals to us the ideas of the Ari HaKadosh. She saw the Eish, you believe that the element of fire is in the heart, Umakara Mayim, and the source of water, Vahalechos, and moisture, Mehamoach, it's from the mind. But Moshe Kasav Beitz Chaim Sha'ar Nun, as we have in Eitz Chaim, Shehi Bechinas Chachma, this is Chachma, Shenikra Mayim Shebenefesh Elokis, which is called water that is in the godly soul, Ushar Amidos Kulan, and all the other attributes. They are all the derivatives of the fear and the love. All other good midos emerge from fear of Hashem or love of Hashem. Out of love of Hashem comes love of people. Out of love of Hashem comes the ability to keep going, even in difficult situations. Out of fear of Hashem comes the ability to surrender. We surrender to Hashem, then we learn how to surrender also. In other times when we have to surrender, so all the midos come from love of Hashem and fear of Hashem. Hadas, das, hu milashon v'adam yada eschava. Das really is from the term, the first source of das is Adam knew Chava, which means Adam had marital relations. Hu lashon hiskashus, that's a term of attachment. V'hischabrus, and bonding. Shemekasher dato bekesher amitz v'chazak ma'od. One attaches his mind with a very strong, powerful attachment. V'yitka machshavto b'chozek, and he should attach himself with strength. V'gdulas ein sof baruch hu, in the greatness of the Almighty. V'eino meisiach dato, he should never be distracted. Ki af mishu chacham v'navon b'gdulas ein sof baruch hu. Even someone who has a great degree of knowledge and understanding about the infinity of Hashem, hineim lo yikasher dato, if he doesn't tie his mind, v'yiska machshavto, and establish his thoughts, b'chozek, with strength, uvehasmada, and with constancy, lo yolid b'nafsho yirav ava mitis, he won't have a true fear and love. He'll just have fantasies that he thinks he feels love of Hashem. He thinks he has real awe in the presence of Hashem, but it's a fantasy. The power to stay with something, to be attached to it, to dwell into it. This is what makes things last. This is their life. This is how one combines giving and holding back. Pirush, in other words, Ahava v'anafeha, love and its derivatives, Yira v'anafeha, awe and its derivatives. I heard from my teacher, the Stachina Rebbe, he felt, perhaps the lesson that the Tanya is teaching us here, in a certain way, is simple. In another way, it's very profound. Is that sometimes we know something, but the fact that we know it doesn't mean that we do it. And there can be a very big gap between understanding, comprehending, and actual fulfillment. So for example, I might know that it's important to do the short-term uncomfortable thing, because if we don't do the short-term uncomfortable thing, then it's just going to get worse, and we're going to have to do it at a later stage, and that's going to be much more painful. Or I'm an administrator in the school, so I had a teacher once who I didn't think was a good teacher for the students. But I was embarrassed to tell him anything, so I let him hang on for another 2 years. But I do think that students didn't get as much as they could have gotten. And finally, after 2 years, okay, you know, it doesn't work anymore. So a person might know, he might know that he should take that action. Right now it's uncomfortable to tell somebody, listen, it's not working out. But better to do it earlier than later. He knows that. But he doesn't. He still takes the short term. Or a person knows that he should overcome his Yetzirah, whatever the Yetzirah is, do something. But it's hard, so he just lets it go. Person knows that talking about others is very destructive. Lashon Hara is destructive. Getting involved in a machlokas, getting involved in controversy is destructive, because in machlokas, people get all worked up, and when people are worked up, they can't see things clearly, they can't think things through, it just becomes us versus them, and all sorts of other negative things. He knows it's a bad thing. He gets into machlokas. So why is it that on so many things that we know we should do or we know we shouldn't do, we still do them? And yet there are some things where a person's life really changes. So
sometimes a life really changes a person his whole life. Maybe he was dishonest. He had a love for falsehood. And he hears a class that Hashem's seal is truth. That the Torah is a Torah of truth. We should love the truth. And suddenly he changes. And he just can't bring himself to utter a falsehood. So what happened? What's going on? What's the... Why does one thing get to him? And he really changes. And other things that he knows and he understands, but he doesn't change. So the answer to that is Das. Das is the link between the mind and the emotions. The emotions ultimately are what we live with. But what links the Chachma and Bina to the emotions is Das. So the Stachina Rebbe says, Das should really be understood as the power to internalize, to take certain ideas to heart, to really, okay, be changed by them. To hear that, do the short-term pain now, because otherwise it's just going to be greater-term pain later, takes it to heart, and he does it. He does it. He takes it to heart. Why will some things be taken to heart and other things not? So one thing that Tanya is telling us here, if we are attached to a thought, if we delve into the thought more and more and more, the more we will take it to heart. The more we will internalize it, it will become part of our very being, and we will live that way. But if we hear it and then just leave it, we don't delve into it, we don't continually return to it, then unfortunately we won't take it to heart. We won't live by it. The way to live by something is to continually return and continually be attached to things, constantly keep coming back again and again to them. And the Rebbe suggested that we take to heart those things that correspond to our unique nature. So let's say there's one person, his nature might be, he's a Musar person, as we learned earlier in the classes. Musar is based on Sur Meira, leaving evil. When he identifies this is a problem, okay, he stops doing it. He's a Musar person. He responds well to self-critique. So then maybe the way for him to take something to heart is if it's presented in a manner of self-critique, where he's exposed to books that will critique him, correct him, show him what is the right way, what is the wrong way, and then he learns from that. Someone else might be a very soft person, very loving person. And so for him, maybe self-critique isn't so effective. But what is effective is warmth and love and encouragement and seeing the good. And so when, in a very warm way, someone presents to him the importance of doing the difficult thing right away, not waiting for 2 years, or the importance of being honest, or the importance of not getting involved in machloket, and not speaking lashon hara, so then that's something that he can absorb, something that he can internalize, he can take it to heart, it can become part of him. That's, a very important key. The very, very important key is to know one's own nature, one's own das, and then to utilize the das to take things to heart. Das means being attached to something. So the Tanya says here, that to really have an awe of Hashem and to love Hashem, we need to call on the power of internalization. I'm going to stay fixated on the thoughts of the greatness of Hashem. And if I'm fixated on it, then the love of Hashem wells up within the person. In a certain way, the Baalei Mussar also dealt with this element. And their approach was to have psukim of whatever it is a person wants to work on. So Rabbeinu Yonah, lived in the 13th century, writes, a person, when walking down the street, should be whispering to himself, Hevi az kanamer, be strong as a panther, la'asos ritzon avicha shebashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven, or the pasuk in Koheles, sof davar hakol nishma, at the end of the matter, everything is heard, the bottom line is es elokim yira, fear Hashem, es mitzvah sav shmar, keep his mitzvahs, kizeh kol adam, this is the entirety of man. You know, the important thing is to continually review these key psukim, these key verses. A person wants to work on trust in Hashem. So walk around all day saying to himself, and one who trusts God is surrounded with kindness. And to say it again and again and hundreds of times, till a person gets to a das, an attachment, an internalization. We need to internalize these things. One who trusts God is surrounded with kindness. The main purpose of life is to fear Hashem. We need to employ das. Das is when you combine chachma and bina, understanding and knowledge, and again, review again and again and again, and a constancy until it breaks down into the subconscious, until it's a constant thought. That a person is constantly thinking of this, and constantly thinking of it till it eventually changes the person, till a person becomes a different person, a transformed person, a person who is in an entirely different way. A person has to continually work on himself till he becomes a different person, till he becomes somebody who is transformed, who's of a different manner. And that's really also what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught, that so much of what we do is based on subconscious thoughts. So how do we get to the subconscious? How can we actually fix the subconscious? So Rabbi Yisrael thought that if we push ourselves to review again and again and again a certain basic point, that basic point might brand its way into the subconscious. And then it's always there. Rav Soloveitchik once spoke about a siyum. At the end of a siyum, we say to the Masechta, Hadran Alach, our return will be to you. The Hadarach, and your return, Alan, should be on us. We will return to you, and you should return to us. Rav Soloveitchik explained, what's the idea? Our return will be to you and your return will be to us. Said Rav Soloveitchik, because a mother, when she has a little baby in the house, she might have a latent, or she might have an acute awareness of the phone call that she's on. But in her subconscious, she has a latent awareness of the baby. Because she can't stop thinking about her children. She can't stop thinking about her baby. And so we say to the Masechta, we will return to you. Why are we so confident that we will return to you? Because even though now we're not learning this tractate, so we don't have an acute awareness of the tractate, but we have a latent awareness of the tractate. On the level of the subconscious, we're still attached to the tractate. We're still thinking of the tractate. We're still connecting to the tractate and drawn to the tractate. And that is achieved through a lot of das, a lot of trying to take it to heart, review and fixation and delving into the depths until it gets into the subconscious. And when it's in the subconscious, it's constant. And when it's in the subconscious, then it gives birth to real emotions. But Tanya is saying we should be, you know, delving again and again, with depth, into the greatness of Hashem. Spend time thinking of Hashem's greatness. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem controls everything. Hashem is in everything. Hashem is beyond everything. And we need to review that again and again and again. again and again. You need to continually go over that again and again and again. Review it more and more and more until it becomes something that's in our subconscious. It then gives birth to real feelings of love of Hashem. First, awe of Hashem. From the awe, then we get to love. The Chassidus teaches that men are more connected with love of Hashem, and women are more connected with fear of Hashem. That's why in Eish Hashem, we say, Isha Yiras Hashem, Hitis Halal. A woman who's filled with fear of Hashem, she will be praised. The power of women is the power of Yiras Hashem. Power to pull back, which is really Yiras Hashem, the power to retreat. That's the power of women. That's their greatest achievements. And the power of men is more Avas Hashem, love of Hashem. Men can reach the level of love of Hashem. Women can really be the exemplars of Yiras Hashem. For example, the Shemi Shmuel suggests, why does the Zohar say that Sarah's greatest moment was when she avoided Paro's approaches in last week's portion? The Shemi Shmuel answers, because really there are 613 mitzvahs. 613 mitzvahs correspond to the 613 parts of the body. So how do women who don't have mitzvah saseh shazman grama, don't have time-bound positive mitzvahs, how do they fix those parts of the body that correspond to those mitzvahs? So the answer is with Sarah. Sarah, when she had that challenge where Paro wanted to be with her, and she pulled away. So had Paro been with her, it would have violated everything. It would have caused her to lose all of her holiness. Since it would have caused her to lose all of her holiness, when she avoided that, she got a corresponding holiness. Women merit to get the mitzvah saseh shazman grama through their pulling away sins that would have damaged what those limbs would have gained from the mitzvah saseh shazman grama, from the time-bound mitzvahs. Because women, their greatest achievement is with yira, is with fear. Men, they are ones who can have more ahava, more love. That's why the Gemara says in Kiddushin, darko shel ish lachazor achar isha, is the way of the man to pursue the woman, to follow after the woman. What the Gemara is teaching in a deeper way is the way of the man, it is the way of love of Hashem to follow after Yiras Hashem. First we have to have Yiras Hashem, we have to have fear of Hashem, the level of woman. We need to fill ourselves with thoughts, with da'as, with a real attachment to the grandeur of the creation, to the fact that Hashem fills everything, that Hashem is also beyond everything. That we are surrounded by Hashem and overwhelmed by Hashem. And with that sense of being surrounded and being overwhelmed and being transcendent, being overwhelmed by Hashem, and Hashem is transcendent over all of us, with that sense we are in a sense of awe. Who am I to do anything against Hashem? How could I do anything against Hashem? Then the sense of awe gives birth to a sense of love. We have the bracha of Yotzer Or, being aware of the grandeur of the creation, and that gives birth to Avas Hashem. Through Isha, then to Ish. Through the Yiras Hashem, through fear of Hashem, then to get to Avas Hashem, to the love of Hashem.